everyone. My name is Theola Pettyway. I'm Executive Director of the OST Alameda Corridors Redevelopment Authority, which administers Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone Number 7. The Park at Palm Center is one of our projects that we are particularly proud of. For those of you that may not be from the neighborhood, and we've got lots of neighborhood people that know exactly what this area looked like a few years ago. It was mainly concrete, not one tree or shrub or piece of grass or anything. The Greater Southeast Management District, if they were not there at the time this new park was developed, or the desire to do it, to stand in and back up and partner with the Redevelopment Authority, this park probably never would have been able to happen. And of course, without the support of the Parks Department also, as this is officially a City of Houston park. I'd like to welcome everybody here, let you know how excited we are about the improvements. About 3 years ago, this area wasn't finished. The area where you see the covers over the playground, we understood from the community that the children were having a little problem because there were no older trees or anything, and it was very hot. So there was a need to put shade there. So the children gave their input, and there's been input that has been being solicited over time from a neighborhood group and a group working with the University of Houston, Mr. Rose Super Neighborhood Council, that's been gauging the input on what people wanted to see here. And the culmination of that is what you see with all of these extras, which is mainly the big, brand new garden in the back. Can we get a hand for that garden? Now, I'm going to ask Mr. Preston Rowe, who's the president of the Super Neighborhood number 68. He's also a part of the Gold Neighborhood, the president of Southeast Houston Transformation Alliance, which you see the signs all around that's helping and moving this day's event.
First of all, I'd like to say good morning and welcome to the what I call the hood. You know, a lot of people run to the burbs, but most of them come back in to the hood to get their food, whether it be spiritual or food to help their body. But I want to welcome all of you, wish to thank all of the volunteers that we have been meeting for the last 12 to 18 months, every Tuesday while some of you are home sleep. So we have pursued beautifying this area. If some of you were here years ago, you'll know, remember what this area looked like. Goodyear Tire right up on the corner here. The library behind me where we have the beautiful garden. And I want to compliment Terry Gardner for looking over this garden. Also, go over to George Nelson Park, which is on the corner of Yellowstone and Scott. We have celebration over there and also at McGregor Park. So make your rounds today and enjoy yourself today. Thank you.
I'd like to call on our all-around drummer, our civic leader, our neighborhood person, Reverend Vincent Fanau, who will do the invocation.
Good morning. Of course, as we gather in faith, we have to always include all of us, and this is my running partner. Anybody know him?
Yes,
everybody say hello, Mr. Robert. And what we're going to do is we want an invocation. We want to call on the Creator, the ancestors, to join us today. Everybody who believes in the Creator, say amen.
Amen.
Everybody who believes in ancestors, those who have done things before to allow us to be here today, say amen.
Amen.
So first I'm going to ask Minister Robert, would you give us a prayer of invocation, then I'll give you.
Glory and praise to thee, O God, and blessed is thy name, and exalted is thy majesty, and there's none worthy of worship but thee. We gather here today under your beautiful sun, under your trees,
yes,
with the grass that you have grown.
Yes.
Breathing the air that you have given to us to take into our lungs. We ask that you would bless and watch over every person who had a hand in this park. May it be not for our glory, but for your glory. We ask that those ancestors that have gone before us, that have laid the path, whose shoulders we stand upon, that we would honor them today by being the best we that we can be. We ask, God, that you would bless our efforts, not for ourselves, but for our children going forward, that they may enjoy the fruits of our labor and those who have gone before us. And lastly, God, when we are victorious, not if, but when we are victorious, we'll be careful to give you the praise and you the glory. In your holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
May we all just take a moment to get a position of prayer which is most comfortable to us. And let us first honor those who have gone before us and given their lives that we may be here this day. May we never forget that we stand on the shoulders of our brothers and sisters who believed that a better day would come through us. We are the prayer, the Messiah, that has been prayed for thousands of years. Let us recognize our power, and let us recognize where our power comes from. May we all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then, you know, as ministers, we can stay up here a long time, but we're going to keep it short today.
Thank you so much. I want you to know that the people that were a part of making this park happen is a long, long list. But I want to highlight and acknowledge some key people.
It is a long list of names, but these people really take a lot of time out of their businesses and family. And I really want them to know that I appreciate it. It is a lot of work, but it's well worth it for our community. I'd like to now introduce the new face of the district. Chris Bilton, if you come on up. I am the chair, but he's our new face of the district, and his beautiful daughter who's with him. Thank you.
He just told me to stop chewing his gum. Good morning. Welcome to the park at Palm Center. It's a beautiful day. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, I am the new face, and I'm thankful to represent this community, represent our fine board of directors and the district all together. So we look forward to moving on, making some progress, and, you know, bringing back what this area once was before, and just continuing to build upon what they've built upon right here in this community and right behind us with this garden. So thank you, and I appreciate it.
Next, we'd like to recognize the City of Houston, the Parks Director, Joe Turner.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here today. This is a wonderful event. I'm so appreciative to the OST Alameda Corridor. I attended a meeting with them about 6 or 7 years ago. Not only did I see this park, I saw a couple other parks. And when I was looking at that budget, I realized they didn't have enough money to do everything that was on that list. So when I left that meeting, I said, I need to get with the judge, and we need to get the parks moved up before we run out of money. So I'm very thankful for that, also to the Greater Southeast Management District. I will say, on behalf of Mayor Anise Parker, thank you each for being here today. You know, it always goes down to the point that a park, it really doesn't matter who owns a park. It's how a park's maintained, how a park is taken care of by the community. And if Chris is the new face, I'm telling you, I'm the old face. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. We need both new and old faces, y'all, to make this work. Next, I'd like to call all of our elected officials to make any of the things that we do happen on all levels, from funding, sign-off, the political support, everything. And I'd like to start us with the national level representative, and that's... She said she'll... Oh, y'all, she said she'll go last. She's first, let yet last. Let's give her a hand on that. Okay. I'd also like... She's not here, but... Acknowledge former state representative Garnett Coleman. He's on the plane. Sorry he couldn't make it here. We also have several council members that are here. I see council member Andrew Burks, if you'll hold your hand up. Senator Rodney Ellis.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to be brief because the MS-150 bike ride is going on today. So if you see me looking a little strange and a little ashy, I started off this morning about 4 a.m. I went out there to the stadium to kick off that bike ride. Don't tell the people I cheated. I did about 10 miles. I wanted to be here today because I grew up in Sunnyside, and I just love Palm Center, and I love this park. You know, the number one cause of death in our country in about a year or so will be obesity. So this park and being outside is so important. Now, I'm told we got a bike ride today, right? So I'm not going to do that 150 miles to Austin, Congresswoman. Garnett's flying in, but I'm going to tell him, do this little 10-mile ride with me around this community. Congratulations, and keep up the great work. Garnet and I sponsored this legislation to create this management district, and this is what they are supposed to do. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Senator Elliott. I'd like to make sure we introduce you to the project team, those that actually were involved in the planning, design, and construction of the park. We're first starting with ESPACOR, who's the program manager and did engineering. And we'll have Bruce Srirama, Chris Cotton, and of course the project manager, Grant Wiley. Grant's the one that was, everything got directed toward him, micro. Okay, thank y'all. And there's Abata. He's the other one with the ESPA. And of course, Zachary Martin. He's the one that's over the construction part of it to make sure everything that's had to be added came together good and tight. Thank y'all so much. Of course, the design of the park, folks are saying, who did this? And who came up with these circular ideas? And how, what about these trees? And what about these different elements? Osakara Robinson Company is a landscape architect that did the design for the park, for the phase one and phase two. And the principal with Osakara Robinson is KG Osakara. So KG, if you'll stand up, and Jessica. KG, give him a hand, please. And also Jessica, where's Jessica crew? Jessica is the project, I don't see her, but I know she's around somewhere. And we also have, who's not here with us, Patrick Chang, who is working on the construction. Thank you so much. A lot of the sustainability elements that you see are things that KG has been known around the city for in projects that he's been involved in, so we really want to thank him. Community Artists Collective, Michelle Barnes and Ann Johnson. Ann is the artist for the Splash Park, and the community artist right over there. Also, Ecotone World with Chef Tasha and Trent Jefferson. They were a part of working with the University of Houston and with the designers on the garden as well as shade structure in the community garden. It, names of all of the students that were involved with it, we have a rolling list of them, but I'd like to introduce the professors, Patrick Peters, who is the professor of architecture at University of Houston, and Cheryl Beckett, who is associate professor of graphic communication program at the University of Houston School of Art. They were the ones that did the design of the shade structure that you'll see later on in the community garden. The students, then I like to have them hold the hand, all the students that were a part of it. They actually assembled and not only designed, but helped pull the design together on that project. Millis Development and Construction, Jack Christensen and Danny Burrell. They're the construction. If y'all stand up, Danny. These are the folks that were doing the construction, all the neat work over here. And with them is Cherokee, who is also contract, and also Sunstop, which is a part of the development of the storage shed. And that's Patrick Peters and Kevin Kunt. Can we get a hand again for them, the design and construction team? The next thing we have, yay, cheerleaders, thanks. The, at the University of Houston, who was very strategic in here, there are three people I want to make sure I acknowledge. There's Dr. Elwin Lee, who's Dr. Elwin Lee, the field host, he's the Vice President for Community Relations and Institutional Access at the U of H. Dr. Marshall Schout, who is the Associate Vice Chancellor, is Planning and Administration of the University of Houston System, and also the Associate Vice President for Instructional Support and Outreach. And of course, Carol Parrott Blue. Where's Carol? Carol's a research professor. She's probably running around here, but she was very strategic in helping to get the University of Houston design team to work on the project here. So y'all give all of the U of H people a hand. And then Mr. Rose.
The other people that was instrumental in this is the OST Community Partnership and the Top Ladies of Distinction Houston chapter, which is headed by Dr. Teddy McDavid. So give her a hand. The Third Ward Community Cloth Cooperative, Sylvia Brooks, Catherine Duca, Mary Donaldson, Nicole Robinson, Althea Rawl, Herman Hughes, University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work, and I've got to compliment Herman. Herman is here every Tuesday morning at 11:30 when we have our meetings. So I really want to compliment him. He's done an outstanding job with us. And under HBDI, Marlon Mitchell, who runs Palm Center over here. Yeah, we want to thank him for allowing us to use his space. Yeah. Constable May Walker, who will be supplying the escorts for the bike ride today. Cherokee Contractors, Cookie Long. And I also mainly want to address Mr. James Harris from ATV. I called him to ask him whether we could use some of their t-shirts. He said, no, we're going to give you a donation, whereas you can buy your own t-shirts. So give him a big round of applause.
We have several sponsors that are going to be acknowledged that helped to make this awe celebration happen. iTech, Liz, and
the city of Houston, with his own program, Terry Gardner. If you look back at that garden, he already has plants like that back there already.
Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Now, what we'd like to do now is call up our council member, Wanda Adams. She's been there all along helping us.
Good morning, everybody. You know, one thing that I realize as being an elected official, and I thank God for the opportunity to serve, is that we cannot do this alone. That it always have to take people working together to be able to make something like this happen. There's no one person to say I. There's no one person that said I. And there's no one person that can say I. But one thing that I can say that we all can say together as we did it. And so I am so happy to be able to stand here from its beginning to be able to see the seed that the TERS and the Southeast Management District and all the leaders, they thought about planting in this community. You know, when you see a blank canvas, it takes a vision for a community to be able to come to fruition. And so one thing about communities, and we know that the passages say, is that without a vision, the people perish. And I say with the vision coming together with communities can live. And I just want to end with a big thanks. I don't know when's going to be the next time that we all get together like this. I am most honored to have been your council member. I am most honored because I tell everybody, when you're dealing with life and you're dealing with public service, you have to have a heart for the people. And you can't do this by yourself. I say being in this position and doing things for the community is like a four-legged relay. Somebody has to pass the baton. When you think of people that came before me, when you think of, you know, Judon who passed it to Councilmember Ada, and when you think of Councilmember Ada who handed the baton to me and say, now it's time for you to cross the finish line. So this is what I call crossing the finish line. So we have crossed this finish line. And then it's done. So no one person get the credit. We all get the credit. Because the little cheerleaders that you see standing right here, when God has called us all home, they're going to be the ones that's going to be standing right here crossing that same finish line. So I just ask all of you, don't let this be the last day that you come by this park. Just like Senator said, that, you know, we have to be able to tackle obesity. We come walk. We come eat healthy food. I know my good friend, Chef Tasha, for many years. So I ask you all to continue to work together and to come together. And if you see people vandalizing this park, don't be afraid to call the police at nighttime to tell it. If you know somebody, family member, that's vandalizing this park, you tell it. You tell somebody. Because this is your tax dollars that has come to fruition and have come to work. We give away food every month, but today Food Bank blessed us today. I guess this is the day that he said we're going to give y'all some good stuff. But those of you who know family members, we have enough for over 600 families at George T. Nelson Park today. Can somebody say leg quarters? Can somebody say tomatoes and potatoes? And somebody can say grapefruit and oranges and bananas. Can somebody say milk? Can somebody say eggs? So today we're giving away all that stuff today at George T. Nelson Park. So if you're not doing anything after you leave here by 12 o'clock, we got grocery bags for you. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like to call on Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Takes a village, doesn't it? Oh, y'all are not awake. Let me get my scripture out now. Takes a village, doesn't it? I'm so blessed to be able to look high and look low. When someone says the United States Congress, obviously we represent all of you, but we represent the United States of America. To be able to come and to see the highness of what America is all about. And that's what you all are here today. It is a sharing and a giving. It is people from all walks of life. You are the custodians of this place. But we could not do it without generals. And I'm so glad these generals are in the civilian army so that all could join. Our General Brother Rowe, I asked, I said, well, he's retired, but he's in a full-time job. And got the right number behind him. He's the general of Super Neighborhood number 68. You give him a hand. Could not do it without the Ola Pettaway, whose reach and jurisdiction, the Bible says, her jurisdiction, she finds no boundaries. You'll be seeing her somewhere and say, you cover this area? She said, if it's about good, or I need to fix something, I cover the area. The Ola Pettaway. Yeah. I thank my colleagues. Representative Coleman is back and forth in Washington on the health issues that we're facing. Many of you know that we are struggling to bring common sense to Austin, to the governor's house, on this issue of Medicaid. And we're working and we're praying. I want to thank the best parks director in the nation and maybe in the world. I want to see the hands. How many of y'all are leaving today to go out to your estate? You've got about 100 acres somewhere, 1,000 acres. Let me see some of you that heading out to your ranch, heading out to your beach house somewhere. Somebody falsely raised a hand over there, but that's all right. This is our beach house. This is our ranch. This is our suburban spread. And we're not ashamed of it. We're proud of it. Because so many people have worked. Let me just say this as I, you don't mind me doing a little town hall meeting. We've had a tough week in America. You can imagine that this is soothing my wounds to come home and stand under God's sun. Be able to hug you and be able to embrace. Look at the array of diversity in this room. People of all backgrounds and coming into a park. That's what's so special about green space. The people in Boston were doing what they do on Patriots Day. They were coming out by the thousands with people around the world. They were doing what they do. And for some reason, evil intruded. But America has to be resilient and prayerful. The people of West Texas, all of these are under my committee of jurisdiction, homeland security, places that I have to go and see and help, because there was a fault in Boston, not in the people that were running, but something we have to fix. There was a fault in West Texas, not in the people who live there, but we have to fix it. And certainly we pray that members of Congress will also see some value, even here in Texas, to asking for a little background information when you purchase a weapon. So we've had a tough time. We've lost some officers. Right now we're counting the numbers of first responders that have lost their lives, those brave individuals. So today represents life. And I thank you for being awesome. I thank you for dealing with arts and wellness and the environment. You are awe-inspiring, as the word awe means. And so we must continue to be vigilant, working with the mayor of this city. We thank the mayor for the work of this city. But we must be vigilant, and we must be those kind of people that say, this is our neighborhood. Yeah. You're not going to cut the trees down. You're not going to put something that's wrong in the park. Right. You're not going to scatter us away from using the park. Right. You're not going to keep us from getting more parks. Right. You're not going to stop us from fixing up McGregor Park. You're not going to stop us from loving George Nelson's Park and loving these other parks. You're not going to stop us, because this is a day of celebration. So I want to lift you up and say that you are awesome. Can I just have everybody just come up and join me? Brian, Joe, all of you folk just gather around right now so I can present this to you. Chef, come on up. Come on up, those of you wearing that red shirt. Just come on up. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Come on up and get our little cheerleaders in front of us. I didn't want to make the day a day that was recounting the week, but I want you to be particularly grateful for all your loved ones, and I want you in this park to hug somebody when we get through. Get on up here, Gwen, and I want you to hug somebody. When I get through, I'm gonna ask anybody stand next to somebody who's gonna hug somebody, okay? And I really mean it. So upon the order and power that I have, I can say to you that the United States Congress, that really is nothing more than the people's house, doing what the people say. We're so grateful and proud of this community, and thanking you for the commendation, offering to you in recognition and admiration. May I present it to Theola? I don't know. Come on up here. And right now, as she takes this, don't be shy. Everybody hug somebody right now. Everybody hug somebody right now. I know that you're gentlemen don't want to hug each other, but that's why everybody hugs somebody right now. Everybody hugs somebody. Somebody, look at that. God is so good to us. Thank you all very much. May God bless our soldiers on the front line, the first responders, our veterans. God bless the United States of America. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Get everybody else, please follow us back to the garden if you haven't been there yet.
All right. This is what we call a spring or a pasta primavera, which is a spring vegetable pasta. Now, I've got a little balsamic vinaigrette here. Get that in. You see, and this is going to let you know that you're using too much, right? When you come down in your salad, you've got to drain your salad bowl after you eat the salad. That's too much salad. You just want to toss your vegetables so that they have a little shine on the salad dressing. So we're growing all of this stuff here. So we brought the oregano and all of that from our garden.
We went from here, left here at like 11:30, and went to George C. Nelson, and then at 12 we went to McGregor Park, and then we just came back.
Okay. About a nice round of applause for the Hartsfield Elementary School Choir.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. This place could be brighter than tomorrow.
Way to get there, if you care enough for the living, make a little space to make a bed.
And a dream we once conceived in will reveal a joyful face. And the world we once believed in will shine again in grace.
And why do we keep flying the light from the surface of fire so? This world is heavenly.
We can fly so high. Let our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we can cry happy tears. See the nations turn their sword into plowshares.
There are ways to get there, if you care enough for the living, make a little space to make a better place, heal the world.
The choir and to the Chili's of Hartsfield Elementary School. And I would like for Mrs. Bunny Clark to come up so the community can know who she is. She's the principal of Hartsfield, and you can see some of the things that she's doing over there.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so proud to be here and be part of the Awe Celebration. This is a wonderful experience for our boys and girls, and we're very, very proud to be here. So thank you for your support as well. Thank you so much. Have a great day in the park.
Bye. At this time, we are going to have the writers from Hartsfield.
Hi, my name is Sarah Drossa, and I've been working with some of the students at Hartsfield Elementary. They are fourth graders and amazing poets. So they're going to perform some of the pieces that they've been working on today.
Allow me to introduce myself by Charles R. Smith. They call me the showstopper, dime dropper, the spin move to live perverse jam popper, the high flyer, on the high wire, intense film rather not amplifier, the next shaker, baby boy breaker, creator of the funky dung hip shaker, the man who slammed the legend I be. They're just a few of the names they call me.
I have soft hair like a pillow fluffed up by feathers. My eyes are as brown as wet dirt. I act like a princess sitting in a golden throne. My skin is color of a cabin door. I am loud like a concert. I am who I want to be.
My eyes are as brown as the earth's dirt under the surface. Beautiful dark brown hair like an owl's delicate feathers. I am proud as a peacock. My fears hide under the tall grass like a lion looking for a prey. My nerves stand in front of you today. I am a dictionary. I know every word there is to know. I have a light voice like a feather. My skin is as soft as a baby. I am the goddess of talent. I sing, I dance, I make people laugh.
I am me, and that is all I want to be.
My eyes are navy brown like a coconut scrub. My hair is soft as a big feather. I am small like a falcon. I'm not ashamed. I have skin as black as chocolate candy. When I walk home, I sing like a unique bird. This is who I am.
My hair is midnight and the darkest day mixed together. My hair is softer than a pillow with a million feathers. I am a know-it-all. I know every question as if I was an answer sheet. When the sun shines on my forehead, it makes my caramel skin bright in the sunlight. Squeak, squeak is only what people hear when I talk with my odd voice. My body is so flexible as if I have no bones. Best of all, I am unique.
Wait a minute.
Let's have a tandem go on.
And that performance is going to come from Kels Johnson, an audience of 1-801.
Hallelujah. We're just a group of crazy young people who don't mind being the oddballs out where we go. We don't mind it. That's why the group name is Audience of One, because we understand that we only minister for the audience of one, for the audience of one God. So we'll do something like this. Victory check! 1, 2. Now it's time to celebrate all banners raised.
The victory.
I still remember it. So let's try 3-4 harmony. Now it's time to celebrate all banners raised.
The victory.
Bass, let's go. Come on. Say, now it's time to celebrate all banners raised. Because the devil is defeated and God be praised.
Oh,
I have a situation I face, I win. Everything works for my good to be.
It's a beautiful day.
I call myself a Christian hip-hop artist because I believe that the music that's on the radio has to have something to combat it. So I don't say gospel because I write from a place of reality. I ain't saying Christian rappers don't or gospel rappers don't, but I write my experience. So I'm not going to let nobody put me in a box, but God going to get the glory in the end. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all can hear this.
Prepared to go where others scared to go. All I need is a heartbeat and air to flow through my lungs. Journey begun, 8883. I entered this world among men. Every since I've been on the run, a race against time, work to get done. Take advantage of every single moment I have. Took me a long time to recognize who I am. Given the gift, spiritual lyrics to lift souls to another level. Born rebel in a world where the devil reigns. I keep it real with a flow that's heavy like metal. I had to pick myself up. This is how I get down, resurrected from the dead. I came from under the ground, no more rain now. Over the clouds, somewhere amongst the stars. God gets the glory right now, I'll rise.
Houston! That's it, come on this side, Houston! Yeah. All right, Houston in the under the sky. Good, I'm Jackie Smith, and this is YDM. Stands for Youth Development Ministry. Amen, a group of young people that's excited for the Lord. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's do it.